Police in London have arrested a male suspect in connection with the stabbing of Thomas O'Halloran. The 87-year-old man, originally from Ennistymon in County Clare, who was fatally stabbed in Greenford near Ealing in northwest London yesterday. There's been a big reaction to this terrible attack. And amongst them, former Labour MP Steve Pound, who's on the line. Steve Pound, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
You say everyone in Greenford knew Thomas O'Halloran, and you knew him as Terry.
We did indeed. I never quite understood. He was a man who was so much an integral part of our community. He was almost like the hub around which the whole of Greenford revolved and circulated, because, you know, he was always there holding court outside the cafe just opposite Tesco's in Greenford, or playing his accordion and, you know, playing not probably the finest version of Danny Boy I've ever heard in my life, but an instantly recognisable version of it. But he always called himself Terry, and I knew he was from the Gaeltacht. I didn't know he was actually from Clare. I didn't know that much about his past, because with Terry, as we called him, it was more about the present. He was always looking out to raise money. In fact, when, you know, and God rest his soul, when he was brutally killed, he was actually raising money for Ukraine. We have a campaign here in Ealing for some of the refugees arriving from Ukraine. But the great thing about him was he was an absolute character. In some ways, he almost played up to that sort of cheerful Irish stereotype, which a lot of people, you know, with the Irish blood, we kind of resent that sort of cheerful, chirpy business. But he was a sweet and lovely man, and he had a word for everybody. But it was funny enough, he was almost like the uncrowned king of Greenford, because and his mobility scooter was like his throne, because he'd just sit there and never saw him out of it. I don't think he, you know, for the last few years he couldn't walk, but in all the years I was his MP, I'd come and talk to him and chat to him, and he'd very often point me in the direction of somebody who needed a wee bit of help. There might be a problem there. So he was a kind of community king on his mobility throne, sitting there drinking his tea and doing his scratch cards. And God, he'll be missed. He'll be sadly, sadly missed.
And it's remarkable, isn't it? And a testament to his character. You know, despite the limitations of old age, despite the infirmity of needing a mobility scooter, that he could play such a big part in the community.
Absolutely. He may have had the body of an 87-year-old man, but he had the twinkling eyes of a 22-year-old, and his brain was as sharp as he could be. You know, he was... It's extraordinary when you have someone who really does know everybody, and it's almost like he's the cement that held the community together. And I have to say, at Our Lady of the Visitation, which is our local parish church here, there will be a funeral mass for him, and it will be massive. It will be absolutely standing room only, and they'll be packing the streets, because we've lost one of our own here in Greenford, but we've also lost, and I hate to say this, but someone who I think is irreplaceable, because they simply don't make people like him anymore. You just don't see other people like him. He was a one-off. You know, God rest his soul, he was something special.
And I know police have a suspect in custody. We don't know the full facts of what happened. But it must be a huge, you know, that somebody so well loved in the community is attacked and killed in this way.
Well, it wasn't only Terry that was killed. It was, you know, some of the hope of our community that was killed, because, and also some of the sense of safety that we have. Because if someone as popular and as well known and as well loved as him can be killed in this way, then you have to ask yourself, are we safe? You know, where are the guards? Where are the police? Where are the people on the street? Because, okay, he was vulnerable, no question about that. And yes, maybe, and I don't want to preempt anything, but, you know, maybe they were trying to get the money that he had been raising for Ukraine off him. But if someone like this can be stabbed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, in broad daylight, this is not 3 o'clock in the morning in some dark alley. You know, this is, you know, right by one of the biggest arterial roads in London, you know, Western Avenue, there in bright sunshine in the middle of the afternoon, a life is taken and a flame is extinguished, and someone from the heart of our community is killed and taken away. I don't want to be alarmist, because there's still many, many good people in our community, and we're a strong community, we're a resilient community. But I think all of us, on the one hand, we're kind of looking over our shoulder with a wee bit of anxiety, but the overwhelming emotion is of that empty space on the Greenford Road where Terry would sit in his mobility scooter, passing the time of day with every single person he went by, with a word of advice, sometimes advice you didn't necessarily mm-hmm. want to hear, but he always had a word for you. God bless him.
Aren't people like that a great gift to the world? What they're able to, you know, the happiness they're able to spread around him. As you say, it'll be a huge funeral.
No, it will indeed. I mean, it's. I don't know how you describe somebody like that. I mean, it's almost as if in the old communities where you had a more settled, like a village community, there'd always be somebody, you know, maybe propping up the bar in the pub or maybe just in the town square or someone like that. You know, I'm going back to this thing, but my mother used to tell me about, you know, how things were in Ireland back in the day. And you'd always be somebody there who you'd go to. You know, maybe it was the priest, maybe it was the schoolmaster, mm-hmm. I don't know. But he was almost a sort of secular priest, if you like, because, you know, people used to take their troubles to him, and he always had a word, but he had his routine, and, you know, pop in and get his scratch cards and get his breakfast, and he, I couldn't say you'd set your clock by him, but you always knew he was there. And it's going to be very strange going by the CAF today and just seeing the space where he was, because that's a space that won't be filled in a hurry.
Well, Ayesh De Guro Anam, may he rest in peace. And thank you
absolutely.
So much for
Amen.
Talking to us
Amen.
About him so movingly, Steve Pound, former Labour MP for Ealing North.